Thank you all very much. Thank you. You're very kind. Very nice of you. No, I applaud you, kind of. I'll tell you one more thing. On a philosophical tip before we leave, one of the things that they love to say in government and in this administration, and it's a wonderful sledgehammer to use. I'm sorry? Oh, who am I voting for in 2008?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's your vote in 2008? All right. I had no idea this would turn into a caucus. All right. Well, let's gather in groups of 12 and let's see what Labor has to say about this. The wonderful sledgehammer that is being used upon our psyches recently is obviously 9/11, and we've been told repeatedly that it changed everything. And you can use it to pretty much get whatever you want still. It still carries the emotional weight of something like that. So literally, for instance, tonight, if you want a blowjob, I think you should definitely say that if you don't get it, the terrorists win. And I think... Yeah. But it is a false weapon. And I live maybe 10 blocks from the Trade Center. And when it came down, literally, I thought, oh, the world will never be in color again. We will live in black and white, and we will live in some French existential movie. And every now and again, a boy with a red balloon will walk by, and we'll go, but I don't know what that means. And he'll turn and go, c'est la vie, And I give Mayor Giuliani credit because he didn't move to demagoguery where he could have very, very easily. What he said was, just put on blinders and act. Just act. Just pretend. Pretend everything is back to normal and just keep doing that. Denial, repression, whatever you got to do, choke it in and pretend, and soon color will return. And I obviously just didn't know what to do and thought, well, that's as good advice as anything, and let's just try it, but it wasn't working. And weeks went by, and about, I don't know, 3.5, 4 weeks into it, I walked out of my building one morning, and there's a homeless man on my stoop. And I looked down, and he's jerking off on my stoop. It's like 11 in the morning, and he's on my stoop. And his pants are off, and he's jerking off on my stoop. And he sees me and walk by. He's not, just doesn't stop, just keeps jerking off. And I remember looking at him and thinking, wow, we're gonna be okay.